right now and keep your same phone number. How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Do you have sticker shock? Don't be fooled into short-term new customer-only programs with national propane providers only to get sticker shock when the program ends. Think long-term with Kohler Propane. The goal at Kohler Propane is to secure the best pricing for all their customers. Don't settle for anything less than the best. And the best means Kohler Propane. Low prices and friendly service that you can count on all year round. Call Kohler Propane with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis at 1-888-950-7975 for more information. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Final score from Cass City, Michigan. The Redhawks secure a home victory as they take out the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Both split the regular season series 1-1. Cass City 69, Lakers 52. At the end of the first quarter, Lakers is leading 14-11. And in the second quarter, Cass City used a huge second quarter, outscoring Lakers 23-11, including a 13-0 run, covering 3 minutes and 49 seconds, giving them a 26-21 lead, and they never looked back from there. It was 34-25 at the half, Redhawks by 9. Lakers then started out the third quarter with running on a 5-0 run, starting to get back to the game, but then Cassidy responded with a whole bunch of threes, including 3 from Sandon Cathrell and another from Bryce Fernald, as well as Kendall Anthus. And at the end of the third quarter, Cassidy outscored them 21-17, extending it out to 13 points, 55-42. In that fourth quarter, then, Cassidy and Lakers going back and forth, but the Redhawks extended out even more by 4 more points, 14-10, outscoring Lakers in that final quarter. Final score, 69-52. Cassidy takes a 17-point victory home with them as they led as many as by 18. That was about halfway through the fourth quarter. Lakers were leading by 8 points with 6:40 left in the second quarter, 21-13. And then for the remaining 22 minutes and 40 seconds, it was all Cass City the rest of the night. Leading the way for the Cass City Redhawks, and actually leading all scorers tonight, was Sandon Cathrell with 18 points. Following that was Kendall Anthus and Colin Ribble, each with 11 points. Doing it in very different ways, though. Colin Ribble with 3 threes and a field goal. Kendall Anthus with a 3, a field goal. And then going 6-for-7 from the free throw line from the junior, Kendall Anthus. After that, Luke Stern with 10 points, 8 of those coming in the first half. Landon Schenk with 8 points. And then following that, Bryce Fernald and Zach Beecher each with 4 points, and Hayden Horn with 3 points. Ran out the scoring for the Cass City Redhawks. Free throw shooting, Cass City 15-for-21 for 71%, compared to the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 11-for-19 for 57%, compared to the 71 of Cass City. Leading the scoring for the Lakers, that was Anthony Sheridan with 16 points and 9 rebounds in the night, including 3-for-4 from the free throw line from the sophomore from Lakers. Mason Pasek close behind the senior for 15 points on 6 field goals, and then going 3-for-6 from the free throw line as well. Following that, Mason Williams with 7 points, Andrew Siegfried at 6, Hunter Keim at 4, Carson Binder and Garrett Bowles with 2 points. Rounding out the scoring for the green and white, Lakers with 13 turnovers, Cass City with 13 turnovers. It was a very clean first half. At the half, it was 5 turnovers for Cass City, 3 for Lakers. And then the wheels fell out for both teams. Cass City had 8 in the second half, Lakers with 10. And then rebounding went in favor of the Lakers for the second game in a row for them, as they out-rebounded Cass City 36-30, thanks in part to Mason Pasek and Anthony Sheridan, as well as Andrew Siegfried. Lakers had 18 offensive rebounds, 18 defensive rebounds. Cass City, 18 defensive rebounds, 12 on the offensive glass. John Mooney, any shooting there for us?
Well, right now, Cass City, they sure shot tonight, I'll tell you what. Everything kind of evened out. Grand total of 22 for 64. That was 34%. And as far as the inside-outside goes, they own the outside, shooting 43% with a 10 for 23.
Wow, 10 threes tonight.
That was really something else. Lakers, they were, let's see, from the outside. Let me think. Well, that's not going to happen.
I'll talk a little more. Yeah.
Okay, give me a chance to catch up
absolutely.
On that one.
So Cass City with 10 threes on the night. Sandon Cothrell with four of them. Kendall Andis with another. Bryce Fernald with another. Hayden Horn chipped in one there in the second quarter. And then Colin Rubel with three. He had 8 points alone in the second quarter. And that was really the turning point for those Cass City Redhawks, as Colin Rubel was all over the court hustling side to side, end to end. And when all said and done, Colin Rubel ended up with 11 points on three threes and a field goal for the junior. Colin Rubel, number 11 of Cass City. And just an impressive effort from Cass City. You know, Lakers came out strong. We said, all right, the Lakers are finally going to end their little streak here of four losses in a row and five of the last six. But then Cass City did not give up. Their shots started to hit in their home court. Things started to go. They played tough defense, tough press on the full court. And suddenly Cass City leading at the half by 9 points. And then when all said and done, 17 at the end of the regulation.
Predictably, the Lakers were going to do better on the inside. They were 19 for 55. 55 shots.
19 for 55 on the inside?
Inside. 34%, wow. Though, but that's where they live. But the 1 for 12 on the outside kind of did them in.
That's not going to cut it, no.
That's 8%, plus you already mentioned the foul shooting did not exactly favor the Lakers tonight.
So what was Cass City on the inside? You never said that. They were 12 for
41.
12 for 41, okay.
Which was 29%. You know, that's decent.
Pretty good. That's pretty good clip, yeah.
And then they were grand total of 10 for 23, we mentioned, on the outside, 43%. That was just shooting the lights out.
Yeah, 6 for 10 in the second half for three from Cass City from behind the arc. And then 6 for 20 on the inside. So impressive numbers, 30%. Inside for Cass City in the second half, 60% on the outside for the Redhawks in the second half. Just impressive effort from the entire team.
Just uncanny. I mean, they really showed up and shot the lights out of the ball tonight. All they needed to do was win by one. Yeah, that was it.
That's true. So, John, what were the keys to tonight's game?
Shooting. What surprised me, though, I thought Cass City, the way they get the ball up the floor really, really quick, I thought they would out-shoot. As far as numbers are concerned, the Lakers. But the Lakers had three more shots than the Cass City Redhawks. But most of that was probably on putbacks, offensive rebounds, and so forth. So.
We had 131 shots tonight, John.
Oh,
in 32 minutes.
And trying to keep track of that, you know. Wow.
I got to do the math here. That's 8 shots a minute, not including free throws.
That's hard to do, you know.
8 shots per minute for 32 minutes will get you those 162, or whatever, 100. I lost track already.
Well, it's not that these are bad.
67 for Lakers, 64 for Cass City.
It's not that these are bad percentages either.
No.
Yeah, so they had their looks at the hoop. It was just a matter of what was going to fall. That was the question that we had at the beginning of the broadcast. A lot of shots. Who's going to make them fall?
Impressive effort from the Cass City Redhawks as they take out Lakers by 17 points. Let's take a look now at the standings. Cass City entered tonight in last place at 1-5. They now improve to 2-5. Vassar was at 0-4. Lakers now falls to 1-5 on the season for a division series. And 6-6 overall. After starting out the season 5-0 and 6-1 since, though, it's been tough sledding for the green and white. Cass City now at 6-8 on the regular season. And they win 2 out of 3 games this season, this week alone. They started out with a win against Mayville at home on Monday, 49-19. They lose to Reese by just 11 at Reese. And now they followed up with a 17-point victory at home against the rivals, the Elkton Pigeon Bay Poor Lakers.
Cass City has some things that they can build on right now. as far as Lakers, there's still more questions that